Man, isn't it just a beautiful morning?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the birds are singing and the sun is shining. There's even just a little bit of a breeze. Our coffee. It's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, it is.
What's wrong with you? You got the molly grubs or something?
The molly grubs.
Like, is there something wrong? You're not your usual chipper self. Or something wrong?
I don't know. We've just been turkey hunting like crazy. I mean, you know, it's been about, what, this is the last few days of the season. I mean, it's been a long season. I mean, don't you remember, like, 3 or 4 weeks ago? I mean, I was out here, like, for 2 weeks straight, 3 weeks straight, every morning before daylight, listening, her turkeys gobbling. Two out here, one across the road. And literally, it was like someone told them in turkey language that turkey season opened. I mean, we hunted hard that first week. I mean, hard. Hunter and I hunted, I mean, all day, 5 days straight. I don't think I heard a gobble. No, I didn't. I didn't hear a gobble in 5 days. In all those days, and then multiple days thereafter, mornings and afternoons, and all that, I saw two hens and one gobbler from a distance that looked like he had like one whisker. So, I mean, it was a very, very long season. Oh, I can just remember. Oh.
Oh, turkey.
Even the dogs here. Turkey. Always be prepared.
I'm seeing birds. Ugh. It's like playing golf. It's frustrating. Let me give him something here.
Me home, take a nap. Always be ready.
killed one here before. Surely, something. I ain't heard a gobble in 2 weeks. All right. Can't hear that? Let's see if we can hear this. I'm done. That's it for me. I have had enough. I'm hungry. I gotta go to the bathroom. I ain't slept 5 hours a night in 10 days. I'm done. Oh, and my back is about to give out.
I can't believe you didn't go hunting this morning. Isn't today like the last day of turkey season?
It's been so such a long season. It's over. I mean, it's done. I'm done.
It has been a long turkey season, and I'm afraid the supper table won't include a wild turkey for us this year. The feelings of ultimate defeat. Have you been there? You feel like you've done everything right, and you've worked so hard, and then something happens. Or in my case, it doesn't happen. And you are left feeling discouraged. We all go through this, don't we? And while having a discouraging hunting season certainly does not compare to life's struggles, defeat is a difficult feeling to deal with. Life is full of ups and downs, isn't it? And honestly, sometimes it can seem like there are more bad days than there are good ones. If you're in that low spot, that valley today, man, I feel for you. I have been there many times. And at times, words of encouragement and even a hand reaching out to help doesn't seem to be enough to pull you from that defeat. But there is one spark of hope, that one gobble in the distance, that reminds us that it is certainly not over yet. The hope is only found in Jesus Christ. Looking back through Scripture, we see several people that suffered heartbreak, loss, and defeat. Like Jeremiah and Job, they gave us an example to follow. They looked to God for their strength and courage to continue. And guess what? It sustained them. He sustained them and got them through it. Open the Word today, and through prayer and the living Word of God, God will guide you through it. If you're feeling discouraged and defeated, and maybe you're searching for answers, as our pastor, Brother Paul Vincent, says, look up. It's not over yet. In John 16:33, the Scripture says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world, though, ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I, Jesus, has overcome the world. What great news! I hope you know Jesus is your personal Savior. And if not, today can be your day of salvation. If you want to know more about Jesus and who Jesus is, you can go to lifeword.org or follow us on Facebook or Instagram. I'll see you next time in the great outdoors.
I'm done. I mean, I did lose 5 pounds through it all, so I mean, I guess there's something positive about it.
Where are you going? Are you gonna at least take off your robe?
No time.